This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
As the saying goes, Chicago is a city of neighborhoods, and the corner bar is a mainstay in each of them. But these days, those bars are sitting empty because of the pandemic. WBEZ's Carrie Shepherd talks to some regulars who miss the community at their local hangouts.
Bradley Johnson can quickly spot his regulars from his non-regulars.
You can tell who's new here when they pull out a credit card.
Johnson is a bartender and manager at the Iowa Rockwell Tavern in the Ukrainian Village neighborhood, a cash-only bar. But most people know it as Archie's, after the current owner's dad. Johnson started hanging out there about a decade ago when he moved to the area. Then he moved behind the bar and says the customers are like him, locals.
I would say it's 90% neighborhood people that are within, like, walking distance of here. Like, it's the easiest stumble home for most people.
Johnson says he misses standing behind the bar and seeing his friends lined up across from him. One of those friends is David Yoon, a web designer who lives in Logan Square. He first went to the bar with coworkers years ago. Yoon kept coming back.
The regulars that go to Archie's are this, like, eclectic group of just weirdos. And for some reason, I just have always gotten along with them.
Yoon says he knows when he walks into Archie's that he'll have friends there. And hanging out on Zoom isn't the same as drinking a High Life around the pool table.
I drove by there, and I really felt an emotional, like, outburst while driving by, because I really just miss seeing my friends.
Jessica Frazier understands that. Frazier is a manager at the Beetle Bar and Grill, another nearby hangout. She is also a regular at Archie's. Frazier says this period has been very difficult because she misses her customers and her friends at both places. They're her adopted family.
My family is all in Michigan, so this kind of, like, close-knit friend circle is pretty much my support system here.
Frazier equates it to the community some find at the gym. People who you come to rely on seeing most days. People who evoke familiarity and comfort. Kevin McDonough understands the connection between a local establishment and family. McDonough lives in Beverly on Chicago's far southwest side, actually about 2 miles from his childhood home. And Cork and Carry on Western Avenue is more than a bar for him and his wife.
My son Ryan turned 1 year old. We had his first birthday party at Cork and Carry. Molly was baptized. We ended up having her baptism party at Cork and Carry.
McDonough has seen neighbors around the block, but he misses the bar as a place to reconnect and visit with the larger community.
You run into somebody that you haven't seen in 10 years, you know, that you went to grade school with. And, you know, that's the kind of stuff that you miss.
McDonough went to Most Holy Redeemer in nearby Evergreen Park, by the way. He says it's about more than sitting at the bar drinking a beer with an old buddy. McDonough is worried because local spots are often used to gather the community for fundraisers.
There's something about packing a place and having, you know, auction items and, you know, greeting the families directly that are affected by whatever we're fundraising for.
He says it's not quite the same doing that online. But with bars and restaurants in the second month of closure, online fundraisers are what's keeping some of the employees afloat. Bradley Johnson from Archie says soon after the shutdown, a coworker set up a GoFundMe page. It's raised more than $5,000, which helps Johnson financially, but he still misses his bar community and says he's eager to see them and serve them when it's safe to do so. Carrie Shepherd, WBEZ News.